today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank every breath I take.
Today, Friday, is the 23rd of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Isfan, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran, Allah's book. We find chapter Ahzab and we'll listen to verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله. لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day, and who remembers Allah often.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that the Quran in the verse considers the excellent pattern specific to those who have these three specialities: being hopeful in Allah, hopeful in the day of hereafter, and remembering Allah very much. In fact, faith in origin and resurrection is the motive of this motion, and the remembrance of Allah is the cause of its continuation. For, no doubt, the one whose heart is not filled with such a faith is not able to act like the manner of the Holy Prophet, and also in the continuation of paving this way, if he does not ceaselessly remember Allah and does not send away Satan's from himself, he will not be able to continue the proper imitation.
Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah.
Hope for Allah. One of the important characteristics of a Muslim is that he remains in a positive state of mind, whatever the circumstances. He tries for the best and look for wisdom. A Muslim is never in despair, not even in most difficult moment, that has become their belief that Allah is the creator of all things, that He, Allah, has the power to create whatever He wants by saying it to be. The faithful knows that any trying times he finds himself in are a God-sent test. He takes things in his stride. recalling what Allah Almighty has advised him. It may be that you hate something when it is good for you, and it may be that you love something when it is bad for you. Allah knows and you do not know. Chapter 2, verse 216 from the Holy Quran. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the human nature was created by God, and as all people created with innate nature, so we may know that, I mean, we must appreciate the point that from the Islamic perspectives, we are going to receive the divine grace and the divine attention so that we would be led to the right path through divine orientation and guidance. Yet, we have to know that this worldly life isn't, I mean, a pleasant place to reside forever and ever. Yet, in such situations, people are prohibited from losing hope and start committing sins or, for example, committing wrongdoings against others or oppressing other people simply because one may have lost his or her hope in receiving the divine grace and the divine hope. So because of this, so we find that there are certain elements in this regard. Mainly, everybody should know that the divine grace and the divine attention is sweeter and higher and greater and vaster than the divine wrath. And the divine wrath comes when it would seem that there wouldn't be any way out. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And now, characteristics of a hopeless person. One of the characteristics of a hopeless person is that he always says, I will come to nothing, I won't have a shining future. Being pessimistic by destroying hope in themselves, they become a vertical dead body which sits and looks forward at his or her dark and vague future. They always make pretexts and make statements like, if I didn't have a spouse and children, if I was healthy enough, if I was lucky, these are all pretexts. These are many persons who progressed and improved their condition without being young or having a spouse and children. One who calculates everything according to material criteria and neglects Allah's grace will fall into depression and hopelessness. But hope in Allah's all-encompassing power and constant attention to his servants, and that Allah wants for life and to reinforce hope is important in their spirit. While using material means, one should trust in Allah and empower his or her soul to start and complete his or her duties.
ليس لي رب سوى هو الرحمن. source of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
On the series of today's special, we have looked at the tips for remaining hope. And today we introduce you another one, setting goals and getting active. Developing goals is fundamental to be the development and maintenance of hope because it keeps you moving and it keeps you actively engaged in your life and with others. To remain hopeful, you must keep active, set goals and try new things in the hope that it will lead to something new and positive. Part of setting effective goals is making sure that they are flexible and adaptable in order to respond to the ever-changing nature of life. It's important to be open to how your goals may be achieved, as positive change can happen in the least likely of places and is the most unexpected ways. It can be hard to stay focused on the achieving your goals, so having people around to support you is extremely helpful.
The relationship of hope between us and the Creator, between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah states, لَأَقْطَعَنَّ أَمَلَ كُلَّ مُؤَمِّلٍ أَمَّلَ دُونِي بِالْيَأْسِ. Allah makes an eminent promise that whoever puts his hope in any entity, anyone besides me, I will not allow that hope to become reality. Subhanallah. When you have Allah, when you can have your hope translated into reality, with that relationship with the Almighty Allah, with the Most Powerful, with the Most Merciful, why have hope in others? Why should I have hope in my boss, my friends, even my parents, my siblings, my brothers, my sisters? Should have complete blind hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything. I seek His help, I seek His guidance, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it happen and will make it happen. He says in the Quran, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Dua is hope, being hopeful that the ill will be cured, that the blind will be given vision, that the raise will be given to me, that my house will change, that I will find a spouse, that Allah will bless me with children. Dua is a translation of the hope that we have. And Allah says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call on to me and I shall respond. However, don't put your hope in the created. Allah, another ayah says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwa al-ghani. Every human being is faqir. Every human being is in need. How can you have hope in the one that is in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is just like you. Therefore, put your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your faith completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this very short story, I conclude. When Yusuf was taken by his 11 brothers and thrown in the whale, the angel Jibra'il came to him and he said, Yusuf, why are you laughing and smiling? You should be depressed, you should be crying. He said, no, I have reached a beautiful realization that's made me happy. He said, what is that beautiful realization? Yusuf said, when I was coming onto this journey with my brothers, I said, who can hurt me? I have hope that my brothers will always protect me. I'm the youngest, I have 11 brothers, they'll take care of me, they'll look after me, my father loves me. And I was absent-minded of having hope and faith completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when I see myself in the middle of the whale, I've come to the realization that I should only and only have my hope onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah. From the wind to the trees to the
the buzzing of the bees. Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer.
Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim, ya Rabbi Al-Alameen.
Salatullah, alayhi barakatullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah.